from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Someone that's probably feeling pretty good today, though, Cody, is one Harrison Butker. He gets a new contract, the highest paid kicker now in NFL history. We were just briefly yesterday on the show discussing like Matt Araiza, who spoke, and like the punter, and like, hey, they saved some money by signing him
not
and moving
the
on from Tommy
punter in the league. Yeah.
Moving on from Tommy Townsend. There's another reason why they make that move, because you're not going to have the highest paid punter and the highest paid kicker in the league, and you'll go with the kicker who now is going to make over four years, $25.6 million, $17.8 million guaranteed at 6.4 per year. That's the highest paid kicker in the league, and you know now throughout this dynasty run, you're going to have the best kicker in football. Nobody, you can agree with this, even if you still look at Tucker. Nobody, though, has made bigger kicks, more memorable kicks the last 5-plus years than Harrison Butker.
No, but he's also, you know, he's been in more games. So, like, he's been given more opportunities.
Hey, man, this team went to Super Bowls because he made some kicks in an AFC title game as well. I have no problem with this deal whatsoever. It makes all the sense in the world when you consider also, now that we know the dollar amount and put it in perspective, it's not that much money if we're talking about some of these other deals that they might have to get done.
No, but it's like it's high for kicker standards. Like I can't, I'm not like over the moon. Like, thank God it's only Harrison Butker. They have made other kickers work. Cairo Santos, for instance, has put up really similar numbers to Harrison Butker in the regular season over the last 3 years of each of their contracts, and he cost essentially nickels. But if you've got one of the best kickers in the game at any position, honest to God, this goes to any position. If you can make an argument that they are the best player in the sport at their position, that's who you pay. Like, Chris Jones is the best player at his position in the sport, you pay him. The only guy they haven't done that with over the last, I'd say, 6 or 7 years is Tyreek Hill. That's the only guy I think that they didn't pay who you could make the argument at the time he was either the best or one of the best players at their entire spot. They paid Chris Jones, they paid Travis Kelce, they paid Patrick Mahomes. Anyone else, and I think they'll eventually pay Trent McDuffie, who you can make that argument about right now. For the most part, those bigger contracts, as in we're going to make you the highest paid player at your position, comes with the guys you can make the argument they're the best player in the sport. Otherwise, you hit free agency, and somebody else pays you like the best player, and you're not. That's not the case here with Harrison Butker. He has made a lot of massive kicks for this.
I guess he'll continue
to make them for the next 4 years.
I mean, you make the kicks that you have an opportunity to make, and he's done that just about every single time. He's the best kicker in the league, and nobody can argue who's made more memorable or bigger kicks in the NFL. I said over the last 5 years, it's probably more than that if we're being honest. Like, Justin Tucker's incredible, but he hasn't made the bigger kicks and the more memorable kicks. And yeah, you want to say it's because the Ravens haven't been in the Super Bowl. Like, that's the pressure's on to make those kicks in the Super Bowl. The pressure's on to make a game-winning kick in an AFC title game to move past Cincinnati like he did a couple seasons ago. So I totally think it makes all the sense in the world to get it done. Am I surprised? We're going to talk more about this a little bit later this hour. Am I surprised that he got his deal done before Creed Humphrey? I am, but also
it's $4 million a year.
Creed Humphrey's deal is going to be a little bit more money if a deal happens than Harrison Butker's. But this deal is also, to your point about paying the best at the position, this deal is also why, to me, you make the Creed Humphrey deal happen. The same arguments of, hey, well,
can you make an argument that they're the best player?
Yeah, like the same thing applies for Creed Humphrey as well, and so we can talk about that angle. But yeah, Harrison Butker probably feeling pretty good, and to his credit, Cody, he negotiated the deal on his own, so he didn't have to give up that, I don't know, 3%, that 5%. That's also a nice feeling. Negotiate that thing on your own, you don't have to give back any money. Good on him for that.
I mean, every once in a while people go through it. It seems like a lot of work. If I were making that amount of money, and I know you don't want to give up every nickel, because not that long ago, some football player went viral because he shared his check, and it's like, I'm making like 45% of the amount it says I'm making. I'm like, yeah, I know, but also that amount you're making is $6.7 million, so I don't feel all that bad. It's a little bit of like the Rashid thing, like I got to feed my family. Like, you see how much money you make, right? You can definitely still feed your family based on that amount. I think this is just about where the Chiefs have prioritized who they pay. And if they, and what we just discussed about the best players available at that time, that is who they have prioritized. I would tell you from a general standpoint, I don't, like, just a general rule of thumb, I'll make the exception for this one because of what you said, the kicks you've made and the low, but like, I just hate paying kickers, punters, running backs.
I hear you.
Top into the mark. But I just hate it. I hate it. Almost 99% of the time across the board, I'm going to be against that salary. But I would tell you, I'd make an exception for Christian McCaffrey, or right, I'd make an exception for Justin Tucker. So there's got to be wiggle room inside that rule. So there's part of me that is like, ooh, that's a lot for a kicker.
Cody's watching Butker kick in front of us, trying to make 60-yarders. He's missing. Cody doesn't think he's worth the money anymore.
No.
Yeah, he's not. He's,
that wind's getting him or something. Gets his money, then gets all comfortable. I see how it is.
Only trying.
Oh, got all of his cash, and then doesn't want to make 60-yard kicks anymore. Okay.
60-yarders from.
He misses this one. He's about to. Is Chester sent him a little closer?
They're moving up. No, but yeah, this is hopefully the first still of another deal that happens before the season. And, you know, Nate Taylor had joined us last week. I think we've all acknowledged that in the way Creed Humphrey answered the question last week, that the difference in the way Creed Humphrey answered versus the way Nick Bolton answered this question about a contract. Creed Humphrey answered like a guy that thinks his agent is about to get a deal done. Nick Bolton answered as if nothing's close to happening. And I thought there was a clear difference between the two over the last month. And so I do think Creed Humphrey's probably still next, but I have no problem whatsoever with the best kicker in football and the guy that makes these kicks getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, he was borderline the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Almost won it. Dude. Almost until
some
Patrick Mahomes did Patrick Mahomes thing.
You can make
some
a
people,
case.
Some people we knew almost cashed the most improbable Super Bowl MVP ticket of all damn. Someone we know showed us one.
Yep.
At the game.
But that also that scenario is exactly why you don't bet on a kicker to win MVP, though. Like, at the same time, because
99% of it was perfect and they still couldn't get
correct.
It.
Correct. That's the argument of why you don't do it. Like, I get it. For four quarters, man, you got teased for four quarters. I get it.
But that, it was so close.
But that's why you don't bet on the kicker.
In a weird
because
way, that's
all it
why
takes is the quarterback. The game goes to overtime. Once it went to overtime, it was over because Mahomes was always, Brock Purdy was always going to be the MVP at that point.
But I would make the argument, because we talked about this when we were looking up different, you know, and this is where betting can be kind of fun. You would make this argument, I'm confident, because anybody who sports wagers regularly would make this argument. Just because you lost a bet did not make it a bad bet.
I didn't say it was a bad bet.
Because of the odds that you got on Harrison Butker, it was actually a pretty damn good bet. You lost it, but the bet odds you got, we looked up the other day on someone to throw a no-hitter, and you were only getting like 25-1. Miserable.
Right.
Miserable odds for a no-hitter. This is actually, it was a good bet, because if there was going to be a time that a kicker got MVP, it was going to be that damn game.
The scenario was set up. Yeah, the scenario was set up, and you're right. Sometimes, you know, you lose a bet, and the logic behind it was still good. But ultimately, right, the goal of the game is to win money, not prove that you were the smartest guy in the room to make the bet.
No, but sometimes
right?
you but make like, smart bets are based on, are you getting good odds on what something is likely to happen sometimes?
No, value,
and if you place enough of those value bets, you do hit those sometimes.
No, value is important. I'm guilty of this as well. Sometimes I talk way too much about value, and then ultimately it's like, hey, the dude's a favorite for a reason. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm getting somebody besides Scotty Scheffler. He's the favorite because he wins every.
Sometimes
tournament.
You know what? You don't need to be like, you know what? I'm picking someone that's way down the board. I want to prove how smart I am. No, just the favorite sometimes is the favorite for a reason. Anyway,
betting on the quarterback to win the MVP of the Super Bowl is a pretty safe bet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.